Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of July, recording at 7:53 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets, mixed. Japan's Nikkei down 1.45%, correcting following some rather good gains. The Indian Sensex Index up quite strongly here today, following a confident statement by the Indian Prime Minister in response to the Mumbai atrocity. And elsewhere, the European stock markets mostly showing modest gains, but both the Asian and the European sector will be under pressure tomorrow if Wall Street maintains current levels through the next trading hour or so, because we've currently got the U.S. indices, at least the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ down, that's the NASDAQ composite down over 1%. Dow's down 127 points as I speak. Now, mind you, these had rallied up recently, but the lead indicator, I believe, is the NASDAQ 100 index, and that's taking out its recent range lows. You can see a chart of that, of course, on the library at any time, and I've posted it in an item that I've written in response to an email. And elsewhere, government bonds steadied a bit in Wall Street due to the weakness that's occurring, but they were weaker earlier on. Precious metals were quite strong, although closed off the highs, and no doubt there's a contagion factor there that has helped to pull them back down a bit. Plus, the U.S. dollar had rallied reasonably sharply here. It's currently at 127 against the euro. And nickel, which has been very much in the limelight recently, soared again this morning, up over $1,000 at one stage, but then closed down on the day. That might have been a key day reversal, but at any rate, Owens posted the chart, and you can have a look. Have a look at that. Certainly, it was accelerating on the upside, and I think I mentioned yesterday that it was becoming overextended in the short term, but still very much a secular bull market. And energy, we've got crude up really 74.95 on the NYME crude. That's up 79 cents. Natural gas also closing with up 149 ticks, but obviously very much the laggard there. So what do we make of it all? Well, I am firmly of the view that this is still a medium-term stock market correction for global stock markets. They'd had a good run recently in terms of retracing some of the earlier and very sharp gains, and that has taken some markets back to resistance levels or areas of potential resistance. And as I've mentioned previously, and it has also moved some short-term oversold indicators back up to neutral or overbought in some instances. And overall, and something that I've been mentioning since I returned on Monday, that we can already see the factors that will give buyers pause for thought, and they're factors that have been with us before, and that indeed helped to create this medium-term correction. And so, in addition to the ongoing concern over interest rates, we have the strong oil price, strong commodity prices in general, and people concluding from that perhaps we are going to see more action to suppress inflationary pressures. I'm feeding back that sentiment that is being reflected here in markets right now. Now, I've written extensively about stock markets, so I'm going to be quick on this subject. Just say that central banks will hold the key as to how far these markets go down in this medium-term correction. But I maintain that, based on the evidence to hand at any rate, my guess here is that we've seen the worst of the correction overall. Some stock markets may have actually seen their reaction lows, and a few uncoupled, and predictably, China was always the leading candidate, as I've mentioned on many other occasions, for a market to uncouple, and a few others have as well. I certainly don't think if the broader indices, or if most of the global stock market indices, resume their weakness, that we'll see the holdouts pushing up all that much more. But to get back to this medium-term correction, I do think that we could well see the end of it before the end of October, and I do expect a fairly bullish period thereafter. And yes, I'm looking for some economic slowdown. That's pretty obvious. That was always going to be the case when interest rates pushed up a fair amount, and that will mean some downward revisions in corporate profits, and that's being reflected in those concerns are being reflected in the medium-term correction that's currently underway. I'm not sufficiently worried about it to sell my core investment positions, but equally, I find it very easy to resist the temptation to rush back into markets. And I think the momentum players are not going to be in. They're on the sidelines. I think the value players, they can look around and say, well, there's some quite attractive situations and markets, but they might become even more attractive. And what's the hurry anyway? The seasonal factors aren't all that favorable, and the valuations might be even better a few weeks from now. Well, that's my view, but I don't think I'm unique. I don't think I'm alone in expressing that view. And some others will say, particularly in the West, well, we're just going to take a holiday and go to the beach or the mountains or whatever. Okay, government bonds very much dependent on weak stock markets to sustain a decent rally, and I think there are only technical rallies within the overall downtrend for global bond prices and the overall uptrend for long-dated government bond yields. And as far as the dollar is concerned, I think that we'll see lots of ranging activity, but mostly in a continuation of that decline that commenced following the peak in November of last year. So I think we'll see a softer dollar generally, but certainly not in any straight line, certainly not in any free fall, particularly while interest rates are very often dollar positive, in other words, higher in the U.S. than in a number of other areas, and in a number of the other reserve currencies, not least against the yen. So that offers some support to the U.S. dollar overall. Now, precious metals, as traded in dollar terms at any rate, will obviously be influenced by what the dollar does. And I had mentioned that there was the risk of some contagion. In other words, if Wall Street takes fright, then we do see people closing positions in markets that have performed quite well, the retreat, so-called retreat to cash. But I did mention yesterday, I believe, that I felt that the worst of the contagion influence was over, and that these precious metals are very much in secular bull markets, in my view. And so I maintain that first there will be less of a contagion if Wall Street weakens further from here, as it probably will. And to the extent that precious metals do weaken, that is really a buying opportunity for anyone who's inclined to run positions in this market or to add positions in this in these markets. And the oil prices, well, I do expect a spike upwards at some stage in the next few weeks or months, and that would give the medium-term stock market correction another nudge. What do I mean by a spike? Well, I think that I could certainly see $80, $85, quite possibly more. Actually, you may not feel that another $5 is much of a spike, and I would agree with you on that. But suffice it to say, still in an overall upward trend, we are going to see oil prices, provide a higher oil prices, provided they don't rush ahead too quickly. I think the world can deal with that without panicking overall. If we were to see a much bigger spike, that would be another matter. Hopefully that doesn't happen in the short term. And natural gas, hope springs eternal, but it's got to be the most depressed industrial commodity market going. And a market is always depressed for a region, plenty of supply, but the supply is always highest at the bottom of a market. And just remember the supply we had, for instance, in base metals. You can go back to 2000 and 2003, everybody was talking about the supply. And you know what they've done subsequently. So that resources sector is certainly going to be one of my favorite areas well into the future, just as it has been over the last 3 to 4 years. That's it, folks. All the very best.